An English garden in the springtime, but Ukraine's president came to Chequers, countryside residence of the UK Prime Minister, for more prosaic matters. Weapons and money to continue fighting Russia.
I thank you, especially you and your government for supporting us. Really, at this moment, like you said, the moment of challenges, the moment for us, for our society, our people, especially for our soldiers, moment is tough.
Last week, Britain said it would become the first country to supply Ukraine with long-range cruise missiles known as Storm Shadow. And just before these talks started, it promised hundreds more air defence missiles and hundreds of attack drones.
Right, we are here for the long term. We remain steadfast in wanting to defend Ukraine, not just now to reclaim its rightful territory, but also to ensure that Ukraine has the means to defend itself into the future as well.
Before his brief trip to Britain, Zelensky visited Berlin as well as Paris, pushing for Ukraine's bid for NATO membership to be approved as early as the next summit in July. He's also been asking for some very specific support.
One thing that came up in Monday's talks was President Zelensky's request for what he called a coalition to provide fighter jets. Rishi Sunak said that Britain would soon start training Ukrainians to fly fighter jets, but the government's made it clear it won't be providing planes.
Moscow, predictably, is not impressed with the latest pledges of military aid for Kyiv.
We take this extremely negatively. Britain claims to be among the top countries that continue to pump weapons into Ukraine. I repeat once again, this cannot have any significant or fundamental impact on the course of the special military operation, but it all leads to further destruction.
Volodymyr Zelensky knows there's a growing debate across Europe about how long Ukraine's war effort can be supported. For now, he's hoping the charm offensives can keep up the pressure on his Western allies to turn solidarity into action. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera, London.